President Joe Biden began his first days in office by signing executive actions on climate change, immigration, and the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden has outlined his plans for economic aid and major investments in things like clean energy and new infrastructure. Our Alana Watson breaks down what those policies could mean for the Ohio Valley region and what officials here are thinking about it.
Even before Inauguration Day, then-President-elect Joe Biden was already addressing the nation about his ambitious plans to fight the pandemic and an economic crisis.
We understand what you're going through. We will never, ever give up. And we will come back. We'll come back together.
We asked resource listeners for their thoughts on the new administration's priorities. The economy was the top concern. People questioned how climate and energy policies would impact the middle class. Some voiced the importance of investing in infrastructure, while others stressed getting the pandemic under control. Those items are also high on the agenda for elected officials around the region. A group of mayors from the Ohio Valley drafted something they call a Marshall Plan for Middle America. They've joined forces with another coalition called Reimagine Appalachia to take advantage of what they expect to be a major wave of spending for infrastructure and clean energy.
We're talking about billions of dollars coming into our communities to be able to transform our areas.
That's Huntington, West Virginia Mayor Steve Williams speaking at a virtual event earlier this month. Biden plans to rebuild the nation's infrastructure by spending $50 billion over his first year in office to fix bridges and roads, and invest $400 billion over the next 10 years in clean energy innovation. Some of that infrastructure spending will likely include an aspect that often gets bipartisan support, an expansion of rural broadband. Amanda Davenport is the executive director of the Economic Development Organization Lake Barkley Partnership in Western Kentucky. Several of the rural counties she works with have been trying to build out broadband in their counties for years.
Internet is really starting to become a utility and should be looked at like a utility, like water and sewer and electricity. And there needs to be a way to get service.
Biden plans to invest $20 billion in rural broadband infrastructure, with an emphasis on investing in local municipalities and governments to do the work. A recent feasibility study for the four counties Davenport serves found that it would cost $135 million to build out broadband there on their own. She says more federal funding is welcome to help reach that goal, but it's just one piece to the puzzle. Biden's plans will also face some pushback from some regional lawmakers. West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky have already set down some markers. Capito released a statement saying Biden's energy policies would hurt American workers. And McConnell said the narrowly divided Congress is not evidence of a, quote, sweeping mandate for Democrats. Other conservatives worry about Biden's plans to undo tax cuts. Garrett Ballingy is the executive director of the right-leaning Cardinal Institute for West Virginia.
We're not super big fans of any kind of expansion of income taxes or increasing taxes on job creators and things like that.
Ballingy said he wasn't opposed to all of the president's policies. Biden's plan calls for creating new common sense tax reforms that will, quote, finally make sure wealthy Americans pay their fair share. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alana Watson.
The Ohio Valley Resource has support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio. You can find this story and others from the resource at WKYUFM.org.